Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Sitting Still, Like a Frog: Mindfulness Exercises for Kids and Their Parents is a practical nonfiction guide by Elaine Snell that introduces mindfulness to children and the adults who support them. Written for families, teachers, and caregivers, the book adapts mindfulness-based stress reduction principles into short, child-friendly exercises designed for ages roughly 5 to 12. Its purpose is not to present mindfulness as an abstract philosophy, but as a usable set of attention and self-regulation skills that can help children deal with anxiety, anger, worry, sleep difficulties, and everyday distraction. The book combines simple explanations with guided practices that can be done at home, in school, or in therapeutic settings. It stands out because it treats mindfulness as something children can actually learn through repetition, play, and bodily awareness rather than through prolonged theory. The result is a concise, accessible manual for helping children notice their inner experience, respond more calmly, and build emotional resilience with adult guidance. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a child-sized adaptation of mindfulness-based stress reduction. One of the book's central contributions is that it translates a well-established adult method into a format children can understand and use. Elaine Snell's approach is modeled on mindfulness-based stress reduction, but it is simplified for younger readers and for the adults guiding them. That matters because children do not benefit from abstract instruction in the same way adults might. They need concrete prompts, short exercises, and repeatable routines. The book, therefore, treats mindfulness as a trainable skill rather than a vague attitude. Children are shown how to observe the breath, notice bodily sensations, and return attention when the mind wanders. This practical framing makes the method especially useful in homes and classrooms, where attention is fragmented and emotional reactions can escalate quickly. By borrowing a respected therapeutic framework and making it age-appropriate, the book creates a bridge between clinical mindfulness practice and everyday family life. Secondly, teaching emotional regulation. Through attention, not suppression, the book's emotional logic is important. It does not ask children to get rid of difficult feelings, but to notice them without immediately reacting. That distinction gives the exercises a clear psychological purpose. Instead of treating anger, worry, or restlessness as problems to be pushed away, the book presents them as experiences that can be observed with patience. This is a significant shift for children, who often react impulsively because they do not yet have strong self-regulation skills. The mindfulness practices help them pause, identify what is happening internally, and make a more conscious response. In practical terms, that can reduce escalation during conflict, help children recover after stress, and make emotional states less overwhelming. The book's emphasis on acceptance does not mean passivity. It means learning to stay present long enough to choose a response. That makes the book more than a calming guide. It is a manual for building emotional control through awareness. Thirdly, exercises built around breath, movement, drawing, and games. The book is notable for the variety of ways it teaches mindfulness, because children do not always learn best through stillness alone. Elaine Snell uses breathing exercises, memory games, drawing, yoga-like movement, and other playful activities to keep the practice accessible. This variety is not decorative. It reflects a realistic understanding of child development. Young children often need sensory, physical, or imaginative entry points before they can sustain focused attention. By embedding mindfulness in familiar activities, the book lowers the barrier to practice and reduces resistance. A child may not sit quietly for long periods, but can still learn attention through a game or a simple body scan. This design also supports different moods and contexts, since not every exercise fits every child or situation. The result is a flexible toolkit rather than a single method. That flexibility makes the book especially useful for parents and educators who need practical options for different ages, temperaments, and attention spans. Fourthly, a resource for parents, teachers, and clinicians as well as children. Although the book is written for children, it is equally a guide for the adults around them. This dual audience is one of its most practical strengths. Children usually do not adopt mindfulness in isolation. They need adults who can model calm attention, explain the exercises clearly, and reinforce them consistently. The book, therefore, works as a shared framework for families, schools, and therapeutic settings. That broader usability helps explain why the method has been adopted beyond the home, including in classrooms and clinical environments. The adult role is not just supervisory. Parents and teachers are encouraged to understand how attention shifts, how reactivity differs from conscious response, and how compassionate observation can support a child's emotional development. This makes the book more durable than many child mindfulness titles, which focus only on the child's behavior. Here, the surrounding environment matters too, because consistent adult guidance is part of what makes the practice effective and sustainable over time. Lastly, Why the Book Works is a calm, usable home practice manual. The book's lasting appeal comes from its balance of simplicity and structure. It is brief enough to feel approachable, yet organized enough to function as a real practice guide rather than a general introduction. The exercises are short, the language is accessible, and the goals are concrete: better focus, less worry, improved sleep, and more patient behavior. That practicality matters because parents and caregivers often need interventions that fit into ordinary routines, not programs that require extensive preparation. The inclusion of guided audio meditations also strengthens the book's usefulness, because it gives adults and children a model for how the practices should sound and feel in real time. Compared with more theory-heavy mindfulness books, this one is more immediate and hands-on. Compared with activity-only children's books, it has a stronger therapeutic purpose. Its uniqueness lies in combining child-friendly design with a serious attention training framework, making it workable in everyday family life while still grounded in a recognized mindfulness tradition. In conclusion, Sitting Still Like a Frog is best suited for parents, teachers, school counselors, therapists, and caregivers who want a practical way to help children manage attention and emotion. It is especially valuable for children who struggle with anxiety, restlessness, anger, sleep problems, or difficulty focusing, because the exercises are short, concrete, and easy to repeat. Readers who want a theory-driven psychology book may find it too simple, but that simplicity is also what makes it effective. The book stands out in the children's mindfulness category because it does not merely explain mindfulness in general terms. It adapts a recognized contemplative and therapeutic method into specific, usable practices for daily life. Its emphasis on breath, bodily awareness, acceptance, and adult-supported practice gives it more structure than many inspirational parenting books. The inclusion of guided audio meditations and the clear link between mindfulness and emotional self-regulation make it especially practical for anyone looking for a calm, non-clinical introduction to mindfulness that can be used at home or in educational settings. This book offers a focused and credible starting point. If you would like to support Eline Snell, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.